God bless all of you who are listening today. Thanks for calling in. And if you don't catch it now, go to my YouTube channel, Esther R. Scott. Good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening to you, friends, wherever you are from, wherever you live. Good morning. Welcome to New Birth Ministries, Micro Manna. God woke us up another morning. Amen. He didn't have to, but he did. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I always say that I pray that your day is blessed. Amen. And if your day isn't blessed, bless it yourself. Amen. You have the capabilities to bless your own day. Whether somebody does it for you, whether they don't, you can bless your own day in the name of Jesus. As long as you're saved and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have the power within you, so use it. Amen. I'm going to invite the Holy Spirit in on this session today, because without him, it's nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. He's our teacher. He's our guide. He's our comforter. Hallelujah. So grab your pen and your iPad, whatever it is that you use, your notebook, and some pencils. And I will be back right after inviting the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Our best friend, who should be our best friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for blessing us in ways that we didn't even deserve to be blessed. You are a wonderful, good God. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah. Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Nisi. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for allowing us to see the sunshine in the morning and the moon and the stars at night. Hallelujah. Put them there so that we can enjoy them. And we want to tell you we do enjoy them. Holy Spirit, use me today to deliver this word to your people, to God's people, through you, through your insights, through your wisdom, knowledge. Hallelujah. Use me, Holy Spirit, to encourage people, to edify people, to build people up. We need to be lifted up these days. We need to encourage one another these days. We need to hear from G-O-D, God, hallelujah, Jehovah. We need to hear from him. There are so many voices nowadays, Lord, that people are listening to, and they are not the proper voice. They are being misled. There is a lot of deception going around, deceiving the people, hurting hearts, breaking hearts. The devil's going around breaking hearts. So as long as I live, and as long as you allow me to have this voice, I'm going to preach your word the way you would have me to do so. So we also lift up to you in this prayer all those that need prayer for their families, their loved ones, their health, their finances, their neighborhoods, their jobs. Hallelujah. Relatives. Countries. There's so much going on around the world. People are praying for literally states and countries. I pray right now, hallelujah, Lord, that you draw more people to the foot of the cross. Right now, people are seeing Jesus in their sleep. People are dreaming about Jesus. That is so awesome. Let it continue, Lord. Let it continue. People who never thought about Jesus, didn't want Jesus, are dreaming about him and coming to Jesus, coming to the Lord because of their dreams. We pray for those who are hurting. We pray for those who need healed, to get healing. By Jesus' stripes, we are, were, and always will be healed. Lord, we pray for actually a quick healing for those that need to be healed so that the devil will stop trying to make them think you don't exist and that you're a liar. I pray for miracles. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray for creative healings, creative miracles in the name of, in a mighty, matchless, beautiful, awesome name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are going to begin to see them. And for those who have low faith, I pray that their faith is not only doubled, but quadrupled. Hallelujah, that they have the kind of faith that they just lay back and wait on the Lord. Amen. It's not that they're being lazy. It's not that they're being lazy. It's just that they trust in you. Thank you for being so good to us, Lord God. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Always was, always will be. Amen. I'm going to take one scripture from 2 Corinthians 10:4. And then I'll go into Ephesians, okay? So if you want to turn your swords to 2 Corinthians 10:4, okay? And I'll be using my E-Sword X here on my Mac, amen, that I love very much. Okay, we're going to discuss today spiritual warfare, which you've heard probably a zillion times, okay? But we're going to talk about spiritual warfare. We need to hear this. It needs to soak in. People have to let it sink into their hearts. Amen? Not just to hear it and forget it, but to set it in their hearts, okay? Now is the time. The devil's going around seeking whom he may devour, and it's getting worse as the days go by. We are in the end times, and everybody's trying to guess. We can't guess when Jesus is coming back. He doesn't even know when he's coming back. Amen. We are in the end times, and we need this information. And you may hear me preach it again. You may hear me preach it again, you know, as the months go down the line. We have to hear this. Every time you hear a preacher preaching on spiritual warfare or your weapons, listen to them, because the Holy Spirit will give you something new with each person that you listen to. Amen. We need to know this, folks. And once you learn it, tell somebody else about it. Amen. So 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Okay. The weapons of our warfare, we are thinking that it's the knife we have in the drawer or the gun we have underneath the bed, or that those are not your weapons, or you practice how to tell somebody off when they get smart with you. Those are not your weapons. That's fleshly. That's carnal. Amen. God is telling us here in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that our weapons for warfare, okay, it says mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have to, you know, too many people are trying to get success. Too many people are trying to get victory, and they're just like a hamster on a spinning wheel. They're just spinning and spinning and spinning because they're doing it their way. They won't do it the way God tells them to do it. They won't crack open that Bible and find out how, you know, you could even go in Psalms 119. As I taught before, Psalms 119 breaks it all down in 8 increments, and you know, eight verses each. And each verse has a title, and you use those certain titles for what you're going through in life. There are weapons in the Bible, spiritual weapons that you can use, and that's only one example. Amen. You know, strongholds. People have strongholds in their lives. And this is serious. You know, we have to start feeling some kind of love for those who are experiencing strongholds. We have to, if you don't know about it, study up on it. Amen. Study on it so that you can help somebody else. You know? Oh my goodness, it's getting worse. Hallelujah. Know that your weapons are not of this world, amen, or of the flesh, but spiritual weapons to defeat the enemy. You have to have spiritual weapons to defeat the enemy. The devil's laughing at some people. You know, those people who are burning candles and using the Ouija board and doing tarot, reading cards, reading palms or whatever, and you know, horoscopes, and the devil's laughing at those people because they're using his, okay, you get it? They're using his belongings, so to speak. It belongs to him. They're using something that he created, okay, thinking that they're getting over on him, get it? The enemy. You can't use the enemy. Oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. That's one. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You can't use the enemy to get over and get victory on the enemy, over the enemy. It's not going to work. You have to use what God has given you. You have to use the word to defeat the enemy. How is a devil going to come and tell you how to get rid of a devil? Come on. Come on, guys, right? Amen. Now let's go to Ephesians 6. Turn your swords to Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Hallelujah. And I will start with, I don't know if I want to, 11. Let's start with 10. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And it reads like this. I'll read 10 to 20. This is so beautiful. And it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Get it? Amen. Not your might, his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, which includes governments and things of that sort. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The sword of the sword, amen, of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's why I tell you, turn your swords, amen. Turn your swords to blank. Amen. Whatever we're studying for that day. Your Bible is your sword. And we're going to wait till you hear what we're going to say, what I'm going to say a little bit later, okay? Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All perseverance and supplication for all saints. Remember, I just got finished saying earlier, you know, we should love people enough. Love them out of hell. Love them out of addiction. Love them out of loneliness. Have perseverance. You might not be experienced in what they're going through, but love them through it anyway. Amen. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known boldly, not timidly, to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I should speak. Amen. As I ought to speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, our defensive weapons, okay, we stand against, okay, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. God is telling us to stand. Amen. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. Put on a whole armor of God so that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Now, while I'm on here, okay, I hope I'm not pulling up too many things here. I want to look up something. Okay, hold on. If you guys are wondering why I'm talking like this, is because I'm doing a video too, a video and audio, thank God. Wiles. Let's look up wile, okay? The wiles of the devil, right? You look it up in a dictionary, this is what it says. Devious or cunning. Stratagems employed in manipulating and persuading someone to do what one wants. Amen. And then as a verb, that was a noun, then as a verb it says to lure, to entice. Hallelujah. To while something away. Another way of saying while something away. Amen. And that's what while means. It's devious. The devil's devious, and he's smarter. He's smarter than what people give him credit for. You know, I wish people would stop saying Satan is so stupid. He don't do better. Stop saying that. He'll try you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. James 4, 7. Let me go to, James 4, 7. Amen. Submit yourselves, therefore, write this down, James 4, 7. This is important, guys. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Resist the devil. I want to hit this. Let's look up resist. I'm a preacher teacher, so this is what I do. Amen. Hallelujah. To withstand the action or effect of. Try to prevent by action or argument. Succeed in ignoring the attraction of something wrong or unwise. Okay. Struggle against something or someone. Okay. Now in a noun, it says a resistant substance applied as a coating to protect the surface during protect yourself. Put on that coating. And what is our coating? The blood of Jesus Christ. Put on that coating. Amen. To protect the surface during some process, for example, to prevent dye or glaze adhering to you. Okay. That is, hallelujah, what we are supposed to do. Amen. That is what we are supposed to do. Resist the devil. Stand against him before we go out after him. Watch it. Stand against him before we go out after him. You know, that's deep right there. Because I was just, you know, talking to somebody about this yesterday, in fact. There are people who want to be delivered. Okay, it's to take deliverance, right? And people want to be delivered, okay? And there's people going around saying they're delivering people. But number one, you can't deliver somebody who is not a believer. Okay, this is what this reminds me of. Because if they're not a believer and let's say you deliver them, you deliver the devil out of them, okay? And they're not a believer and they don't believe in God, they're empty. There's nothing there. So what did you really do? How did you really help them? Because what happens is the devil that you delivered them from will see, he'll sit and watch them and he'll see that they're not studying the word. They didn't accept Jesus Christ either. Oh, this is Kennywood. This is cool. This is a party to me. And what he does is he goes out and he says, let me get my brothers. Okay. So he gets seven of his brothers, comes back to that person that you said you delivered. Okay. You thought you helped this person. He comes back with seven of his brothers and messes that person up so bad they were worse than they were before you delivered them. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand against him before you go after him. There's too many people trying to go after the devil and they haven't even repented of the things or denounced the things that they have done or are doing. Amen. You have to denounce that evil first before you can call yourself getting rid of it. How is it going to leave if you still love it? If you still enjoy it, it's not going to leave. Okay, are not going to leave if you still enjoy them. Amen. So denounce them. Stand against them before you go out after them. Amen. God is the defensive weapon. You know, when I was in the Marine Corps, my MOS was 3043, basic supply. In fact, basic supply. And what I did was, I was the one that stood in this big office, okay, big desk in front of it, a counter, actually, and there were lots and lots of weaponry and things like that behind me. I'm the one that distributed, I was one of the ones that distributed the weapons, okay, for the soldiers and for our company, okay, the boots, the socks, the web belts. I'm surprised I'm still remembering these names, right? The web belts, the armor, the helmets, the guns, the rifles. They came to me. I distributed them. Okay, distributed them to them, and that's what I did. I distributed weapons for warfare, and this is what Jesus does. My God, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He's so much better than me. He's so much better than me. This is what Jesus does. This is what the Word of God does, because the Word of God is Jesus. The Word of God is Jesus in print. You've heard me say it a million times, right? Jesus distributes, get it? Not that his MOS is 3043, but well, basics apply. Amen. Jesus distributes the weapons to you when you need them. And whenever people would need something, like a new, pair of gloves, okay? People would come to me and they would sign off that they needed them, and I would hand them to the gunny sergeant or whoever, and the gunny sergeant would okay it, and then they'd give it back to me and I'd hand them the gloves, right? And this is what Jesus does. Jesus distributes whatever you need, whatever you need. Not some things, not A, C, E, F, and W. He gives you the whole thing. The whole, from A to Z, amen? Jesus is the distributor of your defensive weapons. Hallelujah. Here we go. A through G. Okay, A, girdle of truth. Girdle of truth is your area of protection. Your girdle, get it, covers your loins. Your loins, the reproductive area of your body. I find that interesting because, you know, it's hard to reproduce anything. Your home, your family, your finances, your health, your ministry. It's hard to reproduce when someone or something is lying on you, hallelujah, or trying to hinder you. If somebody puts one wrong word out on you, it can blow the whole thing apart. Amen. It's hard to reproduce. So put on your girdle of truth. Protect your reproductive area. Attacks may be made by lies, false doctrine, spiritual error. Defense is truth. Truth of God's word that sets you free. And I have John 8:32 here. So let's go to John 8:32. I'm going to try to cover as much as I can real quick. I'm not trying to hold anybody for 8 years. Amen. John 8:32. Let's see what it says. You can turn it to if you want. Yeah, there. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Amen. The truth, the girdle of truth will make you free. Remember that. Hallelujah. 2. B. Okay. Breastplate of righteousness. Your breastplate. Amen. Your breastplate. The area of protection, your heart. Okay, our chest contains all of our vital organs. Amen. Attack. It stops attacks. Your blessed plate of righteousness stops attacks. Condemnation. How many of you are going through condemnation? Okay. The Holy Spirit convicts. The devil condemns. So if somebody's condemning you, their father is the devil. Amen. Unforgiveness. Defense. Righteousness. Love God. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Amen. Hallelujah. Love of God. That's your defense. Love people through God and love God. Amen. C. Preparation of the gospel of peace. Area of protection. Your feet. Your feet is what carries you from place to place. Protect your feet. In the spirit, this is telling you, protect your walk. Watch where you go. Amen. Make sure that the word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Don't go anywhere that's dark. Don't go where God didn't tell you to go. Don't do what God didn't tell you to do. Amen. Watch your feet. That's preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. When you walk in the path that God has you on, a path of light, a path of righteousness, hallelujah, a path of holiness, you will help other people. You will be considered as a person who delivers peace. Hallelujah. Doesn't the Bible say when you go into a town, you go into somebody's house or something, you know, say peace unto it. And if your peace comes back to you, then you can stay there. And if you speak peace to it and you don't feel your peace come back, get ghost. Amen. And I'm not talking about Holy Ghost. Amen. Your feet keep you in balance. Gospel keeps you in a healthy balance. The attack, slothfulness, laziness, unbalanced teaching. Watch out for that. Unbalanced teaching, murmuring and complaining. Hallelujah. as in Numbers 21:4-5, if you want to look it up later. Complaining has a voice like Eeyore on Winnie the Pooh. That's what people sound like when they complain. Amen. Hallelujah. Defense. Dying to self. Dying to self. Be prepared. Study. Amen. 2 Timothy 2:15 and 4:2. The peace of God. Have the peace of God. Amen. D. Shield of faith. The shield of faith is area of protection. The whole body. The attack for against your shield of faith. Here we go. Unbelief, doubt, fear. Amen. The defense, praying one for another. Feed on the word of God to take it up. Amen. Feed on the word of God. Take it in. Hallelujah. Romans 10:17, if you want to look it up later. Steadfast, no double-mindedness. Have a single eye, single-mindedness. You have to pick it up. You have to, in order for the shield of faith to work for you, you have to pick it up. You have to believe in order to pick it up. Amen. You have to believe in order to pick it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Helmet of salvation. E. Amen. Helmet of salvation is an area of protection. Now, we wear hats, caps, helmets, whatever. We wear all these things with all these companies and people's names embedded on it. We advertise for the company. What did they do for you but take your money? You may, amen. So wear the right helmet. Helmet of salvation. It's an area of protection. It protects your head, your mind, the ruling part of your body. Your mind is the ruling part of your body. Your mind is made up of, your body is made of mind. Your soul is made up of mind, will, and emotions. Amen. Hallelujah. Protect them. Protect your will. Protect your emotions. Protect your mind. Hallelujah. Protect your heart. Hallelujah. The attack? Evil imaginations. Let's touch on that for a second. Evil imaginations and lies. You know, when we were younger, way back when, for some of us, you know, imagination was fun. You know, imagination was sweet. Okay? You know, people had used their imagination more, and it freed them from being so serious and so legalistic, amen, in life. And you know, but nowadays, things have gotten so evil that now when you try to imagine, it's harder to imagine because our eye gates have taken in and our ear gates have taken in so much evil. It gets to the point where you're almost used to it. You have to be careful when you use, Jesus, your imagination. God gave you a holy imagination. Hallelujah. You got to be holy. Use your imagination that helps people, that helps your neighborhood, that helps your country, helps your world. Amen. Evil imaginations. People just sometimes just lean towards them because they haven't studied the word enough. They don't know God enough. They don't have a personal. If you have a personal relationship with God Almighty, you are not going to. You are going to take those evil imaginations and kick them to the curb. Amen. Hallelujah. Flick them out. No, this is my mind. This is my brain. You're not allowed in. You don't have the proper pass. Amen. Be like the bouncer. Amen. Bounce them out. Hallelujah. The defense. Hope. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. In fact, I want to go there. Unless you write it down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 8. It says, But let us who are of the day. It doesn't include vampires and dragons and dungeons, right? Let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Faith and love. And for an helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen. The hope of your defense with the hope of salvation is The helmet of salvation is hope. Think on God. Think of things of good report. Amen. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:8. Commit your works unto God and he will establish your thoughts. You want to have good thoughts? You want to have good imaginations? Commit your thoughts. Commit yourself to God and you will. God is good, so he's going to give you good. Make sure. Be stable. Be permanent. Do not feed on garbage. Pull down any thought that is not of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5. If something enters your mind and you know it's evil or it's just something a little odd about it, you feel a little strange about it, okay, it's a little off kilter, kick it to the curb. You're allowed to say no, no, not going there. Nope, nope, no. If you have to say no, correcting my SE, no, no, no. If you have to, it sound like you're correcting yourself, you just say no, whatever that is, SE, don't accept that. No, that's not of God. That's not Jesus. And if we know his voice, like Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. If you know his voice, you're going to know whether or not it is of God. Amen. F. The sword of the Spirit. The sword here is a small dagger. Now, I know when a lot of people study this and when you've heard it throughout the years, when you look into the Greek and Hebrew, okay, and you study up the word sword, actually, okay, in a Strong's Concordance and stuff, yeah, everybody has the long sword, right? And it's actually like more like a dagger, okay? And you know this is of God because it says it is used for close combat. Amen. God will not only have you standing back, making it easy, right? And just slicing and dicing, right? In the spirit, God wants you to get close to it. God wants you to show it or them, that you have the power, that you, just like David did, I'm coming for you. You don't scare me. I'm coming for you. You can get 2 feet in front of me and I'm going to get you. Close contact. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle. Okay, the attack, God's word is not true. How many times are we hearing that lately? God's word is not true, and I'm not going to believe it. It's happening more and more every day, but don't let it fool you, okay? People are accepting Jesus Christ more and more every day, too. Think on those things, amen. Hallelujah. God's word is not true. So the devil says, amen. And your circumstances, okay? He takes your circumstances. That's the attack. He attacks all of your circumstances, everything you do in life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As they say, Christians are not exempt. Just because you got saved, you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, does not make you exempt. You're not exempt. Things are going to happen. As it says, what is it? 1 Peter, beloved, think it not strange when these things happen to you. Amen. I believe it's 1 Peter. Hallelujah. The sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And the defense is, walk in faith. Continue to use the word. Continue to use the word all the time. Use God's word. Hallelujah. Amen. Continue to use God's word. Continue to read the word. Continue to quote the word. If you, help me, Lord. You know, they say today that the trees and the fruit that we have are a little weaker than they used to be back in the day, back in Adam and Eve's day. Everything, the earth is weakening. It's going through so much. It's going through birth pangs, right? Okay, and everything's weakening. So therefore, the foods that we eat and the fruit and vegetables that we eat are not as strong as they, I've even heard scientists say it on television before, but they're not as strong as they used to be. Therefore, we are weakened down. I believe that we are weakened down physically more than ever. If you notice, every year there's a new medicine coming out. There's a new sickness coming out, a new flu coming out, a new virus coming out all the time. Something's always hitting us. Amen. So we have to stay strong. Amen. We have to have the word in us. We are not strong enough on our own to handle anything. If you want to be strong, pick up the blood of Jesus. You want to win all the time? Win with the blood of Jesus. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Amen. He took the cat of nine tails. Don't suffer yourself. He took the cat of nine tails and shed his blood for us. You are only strong under the rule of Jesus Christ, under the love, let's say love of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enemies are underneath your feet because of him. Okay? Not because we're all that in a bag of chips. The enemies are underneath our feet because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Therefore, if you're that weak, okay, we're getting weaker and weaker. How's that? I don't think it's biblical, but I heard old people used to always say, every generation gets weaker but wiser. Amen. You know, because we have the internet and everything now, right? Okay, but we do less. Therefore, our bodies atrophy, our muscles atrophy and everything, because people are sitting around just texting on their telephone and not doing anything on computer or whatever and not doing anything else in life. Amen. So we need, if any time we need Jesus Christ. We need the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Read the word. Amen. And G, last one. I have more, the offensive weapons. But I'll do those next Sunday. Sunday coming up, right? Okay. Right now I'm doing our weapons for spiritual warfare. Last one, prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer. Hallelujah. Pray with all kinds of prayers. There's different kinds of prayers in the Bible. There's meditation. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving is a type of prayer. Intercession. There's a couple of cat pie. I used to teach a kids at Shiloh Bible Institute years ago, and I gave them CATPI. So you guys listening to this, some of you know the word CATPI. Adoration was one. What was the C? Man, I'm getting old, folks. I'm getting old. But those are different. I know one, you could just think on God, concentrate on God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just different kinds of pray, prayers. Amen. Here's the attack, right? The devil wants to rob you of your prayer life. Amen. You ever notice? You know, every time you try to pray, somebody wants to talk to you. The phone rings, the doorbell rings, or something drops or makes some kind of sound or something. And you have to get up to see what it is. And next thing you know, you're like, well, I'll do that later. Don't do that. Okay, that is that's the attack on your prayer life to rob you of praying. Thinking, concentrating, meditating is prayer. Amen. Yes, God can take you without words. he loves it when we speak to him, but he also hears your brain. He made you. He hears your thoughts. Hallelujah. Think on these things. Think on these things. Aha. Hallelujah. Think on these, meditate, concentrate. Don't feel bad if you get up in the morning and you're not in a talkative mood. You know, you never, maybe it's just the way you slept that night, or you know, haven't woke up yet or something, but just think on God. Talk to him in your mind. Say, Lord, thank you. Forgive me today. I still love you. You know, he understands. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your defense. Here's the defense. Be steadfast and persevering. For all the people that don't like patience and perseverance, you better start asking God for it. You're not going to make it. I feel like people who don't like patience and perseverance, forgive me for saying this, are just like kind of lazy. And I don't mean any harm by saying that, because God gave you the word to be a victor. Amen. God gave us the stories, the pastime stories, so that we won't make the same mistakes that the ones before us did. God gave us the word. We are supposed to work it. Hallelujah. Amen. Work that word. Amen. Work it. Read it. Let it work in your body. Let it grow like a plant. Let it grow up through you so much that other people can eat off your tree. And people that don't have perseverance and patience, I just feel like they want the microwave blessings. Everything is everything. You have everything. Don't worry about a thing. You know, you don't have to pray. You don't have to meditate. You don't have to do none of that stuff. No, that's not. You stay in contact with the Lord as much as you can. He's your daddy. Amen. Be strong, be steadfast, be persevering. Continue in all kinds of prayers without ceasing for others. Hallelujah. Continue in all kinds of prayers without ceasing for others. And I'm ended by saying this to you. There are people, let me put this down. Okay, there are people who can pray really, really good. I wish I was one of them, yeah. There are people who can pray really, really good and it makes you feel kind of bad because you wish you prayed like them. You know, there are people who growl when they pray. You ever hear that? People, there are people who pray so silently and sweet. Amen. Put it this way. Pray the way God made you to pray. Use your voice. Don't use any theatrics. Don't copy anybody. Talk to him like he's your best friend. Amen. Just pray. You know, I had deacons before. I've had ministers call me before and say, I'm having a hard time praying. I used to be one. Amen. And I told them, I said, when you close your eyes, act like you're sitting at the table having coffee with God. Amen. Just talking to him like Jesus is sitting there. And just talk. There's no, you don't have to have what, how do they do it in school? They say have what, the heading, the beginning or something, and then the entrance or whatever, and then the climax, and then you don't need all that stuff. Just talk to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Just talk to the Lord. He's waiting for you. Your weapons of spiritual warfare are just waiting to be used by you. Amen. Are you saved? Hallelujah. Are you saved? I pray that you are saved. And for those who are not, I'm going to give you the opportunity right now. You don't have to pay me. It's not about money. I don't charge. Amen. Scared? I would never. It's not what it's about. You don't charge for something that Jesus paid the price. Who paid the price for, right? He already paid the price. Hallelujah. So look, all you got to do, I was talking about denouncing earlier. Just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I denounce all the evil that I ever did in my life. I refuse it. I don't ever want it to come back again. I accept you as my Savior, my Lord, my best friend. I cover myself with your blood. I believe you died on a cross and shed that blood just for me. Thank you, Jesus. Now let your Holy Spirit teach me more about you every day. In your holy name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. And if you just said that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Now go find a Bible-believing, tongue-talking church. Sooner or later, we'll teach you about tongue. You don't have to go in and just, you know, some people do all that pretense of pretending and stuff, whatever. No, just find a Bible-believing, tongue-talking church. Hallelujah. And learn of Jesus Christ. And make sure that the preacher isn't Jesus. Oh, Lord, make sure that if your preacher act like he's Jesus, try another church, okay? Find a church that loves Jesus, preaches Jesus, and is living as holy as they can, working every day. They wake up, they open up their eyes. They're attempting to live as holy as they can because, not because they have to, but because they love the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, next week I will do, get my notes here, your offensive weapons. Okay, the offensive weapons. It's about as long as today, too, so God bless you. I love you guys. God bless you. God keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. God's grace and mercy follow you everywhere you go and give you his peace. Hallelujah. Thanks for coming on. God bless you. Reverend Essie signing off. Amen.